75 days left to the election, and the deep state desperate. President Trump's life has never been in more danger, but not from Iran. This is an emergency alert. President Trump's life is in serious danger. The deep state already tried to kill him and failed on July 13th of this year, just 40-something days ago. And 2 days after it happened, I came out and said, the deep state is going to try again, and they're going to try to frame Iran. And now they are officially doing it.
The big move is to hit them with a large truck bomb. They again, it's in the cards to use a small nuclear weapon and blame the Iranians. They'll be the fall guys. And then instantly, we're in full war with Russia. Instantly, the air raid sirens are going off. Instantly, life as you know it is over. And they're going to use the war to try to get Americans to, oh my God, you know, we got hit by a nuke, Iran, you know, with Russia, you know, and then everybody's off the air except the corporate news. And then you're going to see all hell break loose because there are people inside all those corporate news organizations and inside the government that are our people. Everyone's going to know it's the deep state. They're not going to be able to blame it on Iran. That's who they're going to do it. That's who they're going to blame it on. And I know there's scenarios. And so it's not alarmist to say this. And I think we need to really get on the table out front to the globalists. We know your plans. We know your operations. We know your history. And again, what do they do to get the sympathy back or to change the subject? Some horrible event. And again, if their next assassination attempts fail, if they're unable to poison him, that's the default. They're going to try to poison him. And if they can't get a shooter in, and if they can't get a truck bomb in close enough, if they put the barricades far enough back in Milwaukee, they're going to wait till he's back in Mar-a-Lago or somewhere and roll a truck bomb in there, guaranteed, and say the Iranians did it.
Now, that's just one example of dozens, just days after I predicted it. And then a few days after I predicted that, 4 days after he got grazed in Butler, Pennsylvania, the FBI came out and said, we have credible threats that the mullahs over in Iran, the Ayatollah, is trying to kill Trump and might have been involved. Oh, did the mullahs have the Secret Service stand down? Did they pull most of the security off? Did the mullahs have the Secret Service not point the man out on the roof for over 26 minutes or 90 minutes down below with a rangefinder? Now we know a rifle. Man, those mullahs have magical powers. So now there's an article in Newsmax, similar propaganda everywhere from conservative media we can trust that, oh, absolutely, there's a big plot to kill Trump and the Ayatollah wants him dead before the election. I wonder who else wants him dead before the election. And Trump really fell into this trap when Netanyahu spoke to Congress a few weeks ago and said the mullahs are going to try to kill Trump. And Trump said on Truth Social, well, if they kill me, destroy Iran.
They actually sent death squads. They sent death squads here to murder a former Secretary of State and a former National Security Advisor. And as we recently learned, they even brazenly threatened to assassinate President Trump.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have Homeland Security, you have the whole DHS, FBI, Secret Service system, fingerprints all over the attempt assassination. The deep state wants Trump gone. And now Israel's saying, well, if Trump gets killed, it's Iran's fault. And Trump goes, yeah, if I get killed, blow up Iran. President Trump, you're digging your own grave, inviting the deep state to kill you so they can attack Iran, keep you out of office, and clamp down on the American people. This is absolutely insane. And it's not like I'm pointing this out now. I pointed it out before they even put out their propaganda because I study them and I'm many steps ahead of them. Again, if I hadn't even have predicted this days before they started this and they came out and said this now, it's obvious that they weren't involved, the Iranians, in the attempted assassination of Trump back in July. But the fact that they're trying to sell this right now is very, very extremely ominous and dangerous.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
And finally, Iran came out a month ago and said, we don't want Trump dead.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
It's Friday, August 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal, coming to you live this Friday, the 23rd of August. Last night was the third and final night of the Democratic National Catastrophe. Show you some clips from that, cover that a little bit. It was more of the same, obviously. I guess kind of a slow news day today. Not a lot of big breaking bombshell news that we typically expect. So I think maybe, what we'll do today is maybe go back over the last week of news, because there's been some doozies, folks. Remember, hey, you guys remember when they announced that they lost 300,000 children in the immigration system? Y'all remember that? That was 2 days ago. You know, these stories should maybe have a little bit of a longer shelf life. Maybe something should be done about these things. I don't know. So we'll go over sort of the top stories of the week. We'll tell you about what is going on around the world today. We'll take your calls as well. And a very special guest at 9 a.m., a little bit later in the show. And just to start, I want to point out the video you just saw in the first 5 minutes of this episode. It can be found at InfoWars.com, band.video. It's very brilliantly put by Alex. Emergency alert, deep state planning to assassinate Trump and frame Iran, triggering World War III. That is clearly where all of the chatter seems to be pointing. And you would think this would just be one of those things that, like in whatever, you know, underground pyramid the New World Order is planning their future deceptions in, you'd think one of them would go, can we blame this? Can we kill Trump and blame it on Iran? Nobody else would go, come on, don't be ridiculous. We can't be that obvious. We can't be that blatant. I mean, people are dumb. I mean, we can lock them up for a year over the flu, but you really think people are dumb enough to believe that Iran would spark a war with America by assassinating Trump? I mean, that's way too far-fetched. Come on, Jim, come up with something better. And then they have nothing better. So that's what they go with, I guess. I guess that's how it worked, because anybody with even a modicum of knowledge about, like, what's going on in the Middle East, historically, who does assassinations to whom and when, like, does everybody not know right now that the only thing stopping Iran from obliterating Israel is the potential of America's involvement? That the only thing keeping that very, very hot pot of water from boiling over is the threat of American intervention? And yet you're claiming that Iran would try to assassinate Trump at this all-important and incredibly tense moment. But hey, I guess this is coming from the same people that told you Assad bombed his own people with chemical weapons. That one, I guess, was equally ridiculous. And yet they're going with it. Like, how many times can you be convinced that, you know, the enemy world leaders
like Bashar al-Assad or the leader of Iran, that they're just suicidal idiots. Like, how many times can they convince you? Especially the Syrian chemical attack may be the best example, because it's Obama going, my red line is chemical attacks. If Assad uses chemicals on his own people, America gets involved. And it's Assad using chemicals on his own people in a war that he was winning and didn't need to use chemical weapons. And the entire thing was fraudulent up and down. But people bought that. At least they pretended to. I seriously doubt anybody actually did. But the people in power were very insistent. They definitely believed that Assad did the one thing Obama said would bring America into the war. Totally unprovoked and without cause. And so here you have Iran, whose entire existence depends exclusively on keeping America out of the conflict in the Middle East. And then you've got the American deep state and the Israeli deep state, a.k.a. the deep state. It's the same deep state. Telling you that Iran has an assassination attempt planned. It's been planned for years, by the way. Maybe I'll show the Don Bongino clip where he's talking about this, because he seems to be buying into this. That's retarded. I'm sorry, it is. Like, maybe we just dedicate the whole show today talking about well-known, well-publicized, thoroughly proven by evidence assassinations by Mossad. Maybe we should get into the incredibly intricate assassination plots that have played out in real-time CCTV capture, so we can see just how thoroughly embedded into every Western government Mossad agents are. Maybe we need to do something like that. I've told you about one of the most illustrating examples, one of the best examples of Mossad assassination of a leader of Hamas in Dubai, I believe. And again, the details of this are incredible, where you've got 20 different people from like 17 different countries all arriving in this city on the same day for various different reasons, all with their parts to play, all with fake passports. And the crazy thing is, like, it's not like it was a bunch of Israelis going to Dubai with like Belgian passports. No, there's a Belgian businesswoman and a Belgian businessman and a French man and a German man and somebody from the Netherlands and somebody else from. And so it's like, okay, have these people been arrested? Have they been? No, they, of course, they've never been arrested, even though they're caught on CCTV and apparently are citizens of these Western European countries. The point is, when you're talking about assassination plots, I would just apply the same rule that you should apply when you are trying to investigate any murder or crime or anything of the sort. And if you're sitting there and there, you know, it's a classic, you know, Sherlock Holmes style mystery where you've got six different people and any of them could have done it and they all had motive. Well, if you have one person who is desperately insisting that somebody else is the culprit, even though there's no evidence for that, and they can't really even provide any proof for what they're saying, I would start looking at the accuser, right? When you've got one of the people pointing at the other people and going, it was definitely them. No, for sure it was them. I know. I can't show you how I know. It's a secret, but definitely it was 100% them for sure. I have proof. No, I can't show you, but I have proof. It's like, all right, you're the one I'm going to be looking at now. Because you don't have proof. And you don't know any more than anybody else. But you seem desperate to get the vision off of you. And of course, the classic conspiracy question, qui bono, who benefits, who would benefit from Iran assassinating the American president? I mean, it's just hard to believe. It's hard to believe that people can't see through this. And I'm so glad that Alex made the point of telling Trump, what the hell are you doing? And I did a tweet about this. I thought it would be really great if after the assassination attempt on Trump on July 13th, if he came out and said, you know, they missed me. They grazed me, but they missed me. And let me just send a message out to all my followers. I deplore violence. I don't want any violence. But if they kill me, you get the green light. You get the green light from my ghost. Tear their heads off. Make them pay. Let the streets run red with the blood of the traitors. You know who they are. You know their names. If they kill me, you kill them. That'd be like the best insurance policy you could ever possibly have. What you want, as strategically, if you're Trump, is to have a situation set up where your worst enemies are desperate to protect you at all cost. Is the deep state powers that be knowing, oh my God, if Trump falls down the stairs and dies, they're going to blame us and we're all going to die. We have to protect Trump. Trump has to be safe. He has to remain alive because the American people are going to kill us all if they think that we killed Trump. That'd be a great situation. He gave us basically the exact opposite. Where he's like, if I die, it was Iran. Go to war but on behalf of Israel. It's like you are literally incentivizing the most prolific assassins the world has ever known. You are dangling the thing that they have lusted after for 30 years in front of them and saying, kill me and you get this. Are you an idiot? Are you an idiot? I want you to understand. Israel's assassination program, the targeted killing program, is it's the prototype for every other targeted killing program in the world. No other country had a program of assassinations like this until Israel taught them how to do it. I hope you know. Again, Rise and Kill First, Ronan Bergman, Israeli journalist, access to Mossad operatives, goes through the whole lot. I mean, Israel was founded by assassins. The founding members of basically every governmental office in Israel were like terrorists and assassins. You know, they killed JFK, right? Have we been over this? Have you looked into this? And this is one of the funny things where it's like, JFK is sort of the best example, obviously, because there's so many different groups of people that you can blame the JFK assassination on. And somehow it's not hateful to do that. But the Russian communists, the Italian mob, Texas oilmen, American CIA, you can suggest Cuban rebels. Like, you suggest any of these things, people are like, yeah, possible, definitely possible. Jewish Mossad. And people are like, whoa, buddy, hold on. Whoa, you're just saying Jews are behind everything? Okay, so just if anybody dies, it's the Jews. Okay, right? I get it. It's like, yeah, so that never gets, that's never one of the, typically discussed, potential guilty parties. But you look into it and you find out that, literally everything points in that direction. Every piece of evidence more or less points exclusively in that direction. So, again, when you're talking about the assassination attempt or the potential assassination attempt, you're looking at it like any other crime. One thing you might want to notice is that of your list of suspects, one of them is a serial killer. One of them has done this before. Many times. Maybe that counts against them. And we've had, yesterday, there were two more potential assassination scares of Trump. That's all I'm talking about this. And you've got Trump out there telling Israel, oh, you know that thing that you've desperately tried to bring about in almost, embarrassing ways. I remember like being in high school and seeing Netanyahu go to the UN with a big cartoon picture of a bomb, coloring it in. When the color reaches the top line, everyone dies. Give us billions of dollars of weapons. And Trump's out there going, if I get killed, go to war with Iran for Israel. Okay. Great. That's great. It's Frodo being like, if I get killed, give the ring to Sauron. What? Why would you do that, though? And this is why I don't understand. What does Trump not know this? Does Trump not know this? Anyway. Does Trump not know it? Does Don Bongino not know this? Do they not actually know? Is it Dan? I don't even care, frankly. No, mad respect. No, I respect the hell out of him. He's a great guy. But how can you be fooled this easily? Honestly. Honestly, it's pathetic. And while we're on that note, here's the way Iran actually does things. Here's the way Iran actually does things. So Israel assassinates the Hamas leader in Tehran, right? One of maybe a dozen assassinations that have occurred since October 7th, whether it's bombing a consulate in Damascus or, you know, assassinating people in Tehran. I think you'll find the more you look into it, the more you'll find assassination as a tool of war. Not so much Iran's forte, but almost the primary weapon of Israel. Okay. Again, just looking at facts, looking at historical facts here. I don't know, has Iran ever assassinated anybody recently? So Iran gets attacked by Israel, and this is a major slap in the face. And in Islamic countries, this is like a very pertinent thing. I remember there being a video of Osama bin Laden after 9/11, or it wasn't even Osama bin Laden, but it was another Taliban person, you know, talking about this in Islamic religious terms of like the slap in the face. And how it was like, you know, it's like worse to get slapped in the face than it is to get killed, because it's an attack with, you know, you can die and be a martyr. If you get slapped in the face and don't respond, you're like nothing. You're like a dog. You're like your honor has been stolen completely. And so the attack on Tehran was a slap in the face of Iran. For their own domestic tranquility, they have to respond to Israel. Everybody knows this, and that's why everybody's, you know, for the past 2 weeks, like, oh, they're about to attack. Could be today. Could be the next 24 hours. Could happen immediately. And so Iran's between a rock and a hard place. They're sort of screwed. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. They've been slapped in the face. They have to respond. If they don't respond, there's a huge black mark on their record, a huge, like it could actually threaten their legitimacy within their own government. Like, they have to respond if they want to stay in power. But if they respond, America gets involved and obliterates them. Well, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? They say they're going to respond. They have to say, hey, we've been slapped in the face. We are going to respond in a way you can't imagine. They have to respond in that way. But if they respond in that way, then America goes to war with them. So what do? Well, they pull out some classic Persian Uno reverse trickery. And they say, we are going to attack. We are going to hit Israel in a very big way, but we're not going to let our beef with Israel interfere with the Gaza peace process. So we're withholding the attack. We are delaying the attack until after the Gaza ceasefire is established. That's a strategic move. That is a very strategic move. So now you've put the ball back in Israel's court and put them between a rock and a hard place. We're not doing well in Gaza. We're losing a lot of people. It keeps dragging on. It's not going well. It's really bad press. We'd love to wrap this thing up, but if we do, Iran's going to blow us to pieces. This is the higher level strategic thinking that's going on, the plays that are being made on the geopolitical chessboard. What they don't do is have, you know, vague kind of analogous, like shadowy plots for years on end to kill Trump that never come to fruition, never get acted on. And they're talking about like maybe Thomas Crooks was like a Iranian honeypot subject. That's just like, come on, though. But really, you really think that? You really think Iran had Thomas Crook's training at the DHS gun range? Do you? You think that's the case? Okay. No, you're clearly very tuned in to the geopolitical world and the way the deep state operates. It was probably a sexy Iranian woman luring Thomas Crooks to the DHS home base gun range, setting up overseas accounts in Belgium. Oh, Belgium. Oh, we're hearing about Belgium again. That apparently has come out. It was like Germany and Belgium. Do y'all know what were the cities that the... Remember they said overseas accounts. And what did I tell you when they said overseas accounts? I said, well, it's not Iran, it's not Russia. Republican congressman claims Trump shooter Thomas Crooks had three encrypted accounts overseas and hints at Iranian plot as FBI continues to investigate. Yeah, when they say overseas account, you know, it just means it's an ally. It has to be an ally. If it was Russia or if it was Iran, they would name that. And again, don't think for a second that they would be like, well, we can't say who it was. We want to keep the geo. They're blaming Iran with no proof. If they had proof, they would show it. Again, I think this is, you know, one of the most important things happening in the world right now. The Gaza ceasefire negotiations continue. The assassination attempts against Donald Trump continue. We can go to videos of Kamala shrieking about how evil white men are. But all that's just sort of background noise to the looming inevitability of World War III and nuclear exchange with Russia and Iran and China allied against Israel and the United States and our puppets in the West, like NATO. And in every one of these cases, the people pushing the envelope, the people driving us ever closer to direct conflict with these opposing powers, it's always us. It's always America or Israel pushing things farther. Ukraine is targeting Russian nuclear facilities right now, despite being hammered for the last 2.5 years. They're now on the offensive. And luckily, there was actually a statement from Zelensky saying, this incursion, this invasion will help us reach a peace deal on Ukraine's terms. Which is, again, is exactly what I said. I said the best possible scenario for this is a sort of last-ditch effort to gain some sort of advantage so you're not going into the negotiations totally empty-handed. It can make a big difference whether you go in just going, please, for the love of God, I surrender, you win, what can I do to make peace? Very different than, okay, we've just taken a bunch of your land, we just, you know, I know we've been beaten a lot, but you know, now we've got this victory under our belt. Now we can go to the negotiating table. I would love for that to be the case. But at the same time, Zelensky is actually asking European countries to deport Ukrainian refugees back to Ukraine to be sent to the front lines. Bizarrely, Western countries are refusing. I wouldn't have expected that. I guess it's hard to tell who's going to come out on top when you've got the suicidal inclination of the West to incorporate all refugees, regardless of any other concern or interest, and their desire to start World War III on the muddy, bloody fields of Ukraine. I guess in this case, the refugee program wins out. Daily Dispatch on the other side. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack, but we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible, and it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Bodies today.
Your grandma died all alone in the hospital. Your wife was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. They kicked you off of social media. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. And now they want you to forget about the whole thing. Oh, hell no. We will never forget.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months. Now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. And we've got a lot to talk about today. We're going to be joined by a very special guest in the next hour. We'll take your calls throughout the second half of this show as well. We've also got a series of videos that I could show you. I don't know. It's Friday. I want to keep it light, but, you know, we got black gangs hunting white people, apparently. I don't know. Something, is it like a full moon today or something? There's like these cycles where I can go 2 weeks without seeing one of these stories, and then today, it's like four different stories. 66-year-old dude in New York walking down the street, attacked and killed. Man pumping gas at a gas station in Southern California, shot in the head for no particular reason. 14-year-old girl killed. It just like all happens all at once. I don't know. Are black people controlled by the moon? I'm trying to come up with a reason why these things happen cyclically. I don't understand it. And I don't particularly want to cover it, but we will. We'll get to all of it. And we forgot to do it in the first segment. Let's do it now. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Friday, the 23rd of August, 2024. Taxpayer-funded group offers $30,000 to new home buyers as long as they aren't U.S. citizens. Hacienda Community Development Corporation is participating in a taxpayer-funded down payment assistance program that gives money to non-citizens to buy homes in Oregon while excluding American citizens from eligibility. According to records provided to the Daily Caller, Hacienda CDC is reportedly offering $30,000 for down payment assistance for eligible new home buyers through their Camino a Casa program. According to a screenshot first reported by ex-user Oregon Citizens, clients work closely with financial coaches and HUD-certified housing counselors throughout the entirety of the home buying process. In addition to mortgage readiness and financial fitness workshops, we provide various opportunities for down payment assistance, the organization said. Going unstated, exclusively for foreigners, we hate the American people. Like, not only are they getting your money to help pay for their down payment for the house, they're like being walked through the entire process every step of the way. And it's just blatant. I mean, is it not blatant? Have you ever seen a parent that just lavishes praise and love on one child and just despises their other one? I've never known anybody like that because it's like evil. It's like actually evil. It's even more evil when the kid that they're lavishing love and praise and presence on isn't even their kid, while their kid goes hungry, struggles, just desperate, some approval from their parents, just constantly getting spit on. While, like, the neighbor boy is just so wonderful, and I gave him your car, and I gave him all of your toys. It's just like Americans can't get a break. American citizens cannot get a break. The entire government has been completely inverted to do nothing but exploit the American people and benefit everybody who's not American. It's insane. I mean, the solution to this is not hard. It's not like a difficult thing to handle. Look at this. It's a flyer with a company name. They're advertising it. Arrest them all. They all need to be arrested. They all need to be arrested. Everyone working at this company, everybody who's given them money, everybody who's sent them taxpayer dollars, everybody who's participating, all the banks that are in on it, you need to arrest all of them. I'm sorry, if I said I'm giving $30,000, you know, home purchasing grant to bank robbers, you know, if you're a bank robber, come see me. I'll give you a $30,000 down payment to your house. These people are using taxpayer dollars to incentivize breaking the law. They need to be arrested. It's not that difficult. Not that complicated. It's not nuanced. They all need to be arrested. The houses they purchased can be confiscated and given to Americans. But it just goes on. And it has to stop. It has to stop, and it won't stop until somebody stops them. Meanwhile, as another example of the continuing insanity in the UK, Scarborough teen arrested for racially aggravated behavior following police crackdown on civil unrest. This person was a teenager who waved an England flag and shouted. He has now been jailed for 2 years. He waved a Union Jack, and he raised his voice. He is now going to spend 2 of his formative years behind bars in prisons run by Muslim gangs, having been labeled somebody who is driven by racial hatred. Martin, James Martin, 18, was one of three young men who marched down the road towards the Islamic Center and adjacent mosque in Roskow Street, York Crown Court heard. Okay, so maybe I undersold it a little bit. Yes, he was arrested for raising his voice, but it was in the direction of a mosque. So clearly, destroy his life, ruin his life, obviously. Send him to the Muslim gang to be killed in prison. Martin, wearing a bandana-type mask, a cap, and draped in the St. George's flag, was carrying fire lighters in his pocket as he marched down the street. Fire lighters? What the hell is fire lighters? You mean a lighter? He had a lighter in his pocket? Did he have matches? Did he have one of those starter logs for campfires? You have flint and steel? What did he have? Fire lighters in his pocket as he marched down the street, followed by police officers. In the event, the fear that widespread trouble could break out through Scarborough never materialized, and the bulk of police who'd been deployed in the town on August 8th were stood down by the evening. So it's not like this guy was even tangentially related to actual violence. There was never any violence. Again, completely insane. Completely, utterly insane. He had been shouting, swearing, and engaging in behavior likely to cause harassment or distress. I'll send the 18-year-old to prison until he's 21. Moving on. We're in danger here. Trump whisked away from News Nation interview. Security threats involving former President Trump continue more than a month after the assassination attempt on his life at a Pennsylvania rally in July. Trump abruptly ended the exclusive interview with News Nation on Thursday when a security detail alerted the former president, Republican nominee for president, that he would not be safe continuing the interview. Can I tell you something? We're in danger standing here talking, Trump said during the interview with News Nation's Ali Bradley at the U.S. southern border. So let's not talk any longer. Security doesn't want me standing here. They don't want you standing here either. Former President, the incident came a day after Arizona law enforcement agencies announced they were conducting a search for an Arizona man who allegedly threatened to kill Trump in a social media post. Officials later announced that the suspect was in custody hours after the interview. And, spoiler alert, the 66-year-old man threatening to kill Trump on social media turns out to be a sex offender, a child sex offender. 66-year-old child sex offender arrested in Arizona for threatening to kill Trump. All of our enemies are pedophiles. Isn't that weird? Isn't it so weird how people wanting to assassinate Trump are pedophiles, and the people that Kyle Rittenhouse killed are pedophiles, and they're all pedophiles. Isn't that strange? Isn't that so strange? Finally, we have this. Kamala Harris accepts Democratic nomination for president at DNC. Kamala Harris summoned Americans on Thursday to reject political division and instead chart what she called a new way forward as she accepted her party's nomination while blending biography and warnings about electing Donald Trump again into the White House. Guys, we don't need this division. Half of our country votes for an evil Nazi and must be destroyed.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical
extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come up with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. And it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day. But she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take 3 or 4, would give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back. She said, this is lower milligrams. I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big 4 horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get T-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.
Is the nominee, whether they like it or not. They all, they love pretending that they like her. They got the message. She's their favorite now. Oh, Lord. You know, one of the only arguments that they have for Kamala, other than killing your baby and cutting your kids' junk off, is that you're going to be a part of history. You're going to be a part of making history. And it's true. If she becomes president, it will be historic. Hell, her being vice president was historic. First woman, first person of color, first non-white to hold the position. That was pretty historic. Pretty shameful too, isn't it? Isn't it shameful that the first woman who will forever, for all of time, hold the distinction, be put down in history books as the first woman vice president of the United States, the first woman to serve in a leadership capacity at the executive level, is somebody that everybody hates and that nobody voted for and that dropped out of the primary before a single vote was cast in 2020 because she couldn't even make it to Iowa before her campaign collapsed. Isn't that kind of shameful that that woman now holds this crown for all of time? Isn't that embarrassing? I'd be embarrassed by that, personally. You know, Jackie Robinson, it's like a serial killer. You know, it's like, he was the first, he broke bounds as the first black baseball player. But he turned out he had a basement full of skeletons. Gee, Ah, geez, we got to keep bringing up this guy, huh? So it's like, yeah, you can make history. You can vote for Kamala Harris and you can make history by showing that any progressive notion that you actually support, like having women in positions of power, has been usurped and is being wielded against you by extremely evil and massively powerful forces who decided that because of this, who see your desperation to be a part of history as a weakness to be exploited. Personally, I would want the first whatever president, the first woman president, the first black president, whatever it is, to be somebody capable and who leave the country on better footing. Somebody that would prove that women or people of color have what it takes and are able to achieve these things without relying on help from the shadowy figures in the skyboxes above. So just know that, like, if you're voting for Kamala Harris because you want to contribute to this historical movement, what you're doing is contributing to the fact that for all of time and in all of history, the woman who will hold this position will be known as a despised DEI hire wannabe puppet woman, which would be a real shame for that to go down in the history books. Be a real shame for that to happen. But I mean, that just, it keeps happening though. But it does keep happening where you've got, you know, people celebrating. Look at how Houston got rid of all of their old white guy judges, and now all of the judges are women of color and socialist idiots. And then just everything gets significantly worse. And, you know, luckily we can see the obvious fact that the reason everything gets worse is because these people are chosen on the basis of their skin color, meaning that they're not qualified, meaning that the reason everything's going to crap is because the people electing black women to the judgeships are motivated by an impetus, a drive that is utterly disconnected to merit or whether or not these people will be successful. Because otherwise, the obvious conclusion would be, gee, every time we put black people or women in charge of things, everything gets significantly worse. See, we don't actually focus on identity. You do, which is why I'm bringing it up, because the Democrats celebrate the first woman or the first black person, whatever, and then they have to live with the consequences. And if they want to make skin color being the defining attribute, then what does it mean that every time, you know, the first black mayor of something, of some city, and it's like, she is now run away. We cannot find her because she stole all the city's money. That actually happened. That's like going on right now. I can't find the mayor of this city because she got caught committing a bunch of fraud and disappeared. First black woman elected. See, we were Democrats and we were focused on the identity and decided that was their defining characteristic and the way that we should judge them. It wouldn't reflect well on the other black women out there. Luckily, we are intelligent enough to recognize it's not because she's a black woman this happened. But because she's a black woman, they voted for her. She wasn't qualified. She wasn't morally capable of wielding power. But they didn't care about that. They cared about her skin color. Hope that makes sense. Hope what I'm saying makes sense to everybody. And the fact is that when Obama was running for president, this was also a major motivating factor for even me thinking, this will be great. I can't wait to be a part of a movement that ends racism in America. Yes, it was a stupid thing to believe, and I'm trying to get across to other people that might be in that stupid mindset that you too can break out of it. You too can see the way that your genuinely, you know, good inclination is being wielded against you, and you're being made a fool of. And if that actually happens, and she actually gets to be president, we'll go down in history books how easily you were manipulated. Let's watch some of her talk, shall we? Let's go to DNC clip 5. Kamala Harris accepts Democratic nomination for president at DNC. Here is her talking about reproductive freedom. Let's watch.
Americans. Friends, I believe America cannot truly be prosperous unless Americans are fully able to make their own decisions about their own lives, especially on matters of heart and home.
Oh, except when it comes
tonight,
to COVID or,
America,
you know,
too many women are not able to make those decisions.
Can we just pause it real quick? I get it. All they care about is abortion. That's like the only thing. Like when they say freedom, that's what they mean. When they say freedom, the only freedom they know is sin, basically. Like, they don't want to be, actually, you know who put this really well is Orrin McIntyre. He says, for the left, freedom doesn't mean ordered liberty, allowing the individual to pursue virtue inside their community, but instead liberation from the consequences that give life meaning, a freedom of cosmopolitan hedonism, which inevitably makes everyone wards of the total state. This is in response to Ali Beth Stuckey, who says, when Democrats say autonomy and freedom, they're literally only talking about sex and abortion. They don't believe in school choice. They don't believe in free speech. They don't believe in the freedom to worship. They don't believe in parental rights. The freedom they're talking about is dismembering babies and sanctioning abnormal sexual choices. That's it. An easier way to put this is their concept of freedom is freedom to sin without consequence. That's it. That's the only freedom they care about. People have a right to their own life, especially when it comes to heart and home. And it's like, okay, well, I'm going to tell my kid that sex is only for marriage and that boys are boys and girls are girls and they can't change one to the other. The transgenderism is a mental illness and homosexuality is an aberration. They're going to kick your door. If you say that, they're going to kick your door down and take your kid away and give him to a pedophile so he can be chemically mutilated. So we want everyone to be able to choose exactly what we want. Everyone has the freedom to do exactly what we tell them. Okay? Freedom to them is freedom to, you know, sin without consequence. Abortion is simply doing away with the burden of responsibility through the convenience of murder. They literally do not understand liberty. They don't understand liberty. They don't understand freedom. They don't know what that means. And so, consequently, they think that moral action is oppression. They think that upholding safety and pouring degeneracy means that you hate love.
I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents. And first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there. But one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We are shot up. The operation's bleeding to death, and that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have in come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance, 50-50, we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers. And these are the last runs of them unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the Vitamin C with Zinc and the Rose Hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, all discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support. Plus, they're great products. Get it today. at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time.